Good morning to you all, and thank you for the moderators for helping me to change my presentation. The talk I'm going to give today is the characterizing the settling behavior of Thrips tabaci on onion foliage. I would like to give a quick outline about thrips. In general, thrips, they belong to order Tysonoptera, and they damage by feeding directly and indirectly by transmitting viruses. There are, of course, 5,500 thrips species in the world, but only 11 thrips species act as vectors for the transmission of virus. And here I listed three species, which are the key vectors for the transport viruses: Occidentalis, which is the western flower thrips, and Ficrinella fusca, which is the tobacco thrips, and Thrips tabaci, which is the current study, the onion thrips. As you know, thrips are seen on many vegetable crops, ornamental crops, and worldwide they have a yield loss of more than about $1 billion. And the symptoms include necrosis, chlorosis, and cellaring, stunting. The current study is on Thrips tabaci, which is commonly called onion thrips. This is mostly seen on many vegetable crops, particularly the focus of study today is onion. It transmits Iris yellow spot virus. When you see the other Tospa viruses, there are a couple of vectors which play a key role in transmitting the Tospa viruses. But with the Thrips tabaci, this is the only vector known so far which is effective in transmitting the Iris yellow spot virus. And I quoted a reference here by Jen et al. In 2006, and this is the confirmed vector, that's the only vector for so far. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in the coming years, but in US it is reported in western and southeastern USA, and in southeastern states it's confirmed and reported from Georgia on Vidalia onions, and it is reported in 2003, and it's a confirmed vector. This is one of the IYSV affected field in India. Happened to work on surveying the potential thrips vectors in Asia, particularly in India, and because they don't have database from the past 20 years, I guess, and I'm trying to work on to get some information on what are the potential thrips vectors right now from Asia. And I happened to look into the IYSV positive sites in India, and this is one of the positively identified field, and you can see the symptoms up there. Before going to the current study, I would like to give a quick background why this current study was focused. I was trying to do a series of IYSV transmission studies with a simple technique, collecting the positive thrips from plants, and trying to do some transmission studies. We did around like 600 seedlings, where we got just only one positive result. It's associated with several reasons, probably the virus titer or probably the feeding behavior. So looking into these aspects, I feel feeding might be one aspect. And so the current study have two objectives listed: characterizing the settling behavior, and the other one is looking into the oviposition sites. The settling behavior here, I mean like the maximum amount of time spent by the thrips where it tries to feed as well as oviposit. So this is on Thrips tabaci on onion foliage. Coming to the materials and methods, this is a quick, I just want to give a simple technique I was trying to use. This is a whole plant bioassay, and the plant is onion Allium sepa variety Pegasus, and this is the insect cage having the width, breadth, and the length 47.5 centimeters. And I used four replicates, four adults on each plant. The observations to quantify the settling behavior, the observations were taken for every 30 minutes for 4 hours and 5 days. And for the oviposition, the leaves are pinched off, and then they're stained as indicated by the authors Perella and Rob, the staining technique. And then the ovipositions are indicated by the purple rings. This is the neat setup I'm trying to use to characterizing these two parameters. You can see the four replicates and four pots, and I'm trying to use the whole plant bioassay. I would like to give a quick outline what I mean by the leaf positions when I'm coming to my results here. The L1 is the middle leaf, which the leaves open from the hole, and the L2 is the inside leaf, and L3 is the outermost leaf. So I would like to give a quick idea about the leaves I'm talking about in my further results. Coming to the results and discussions, the settling behavior, if you can see, the settling is mostly seen when I talk about here. The 0 centimeters is the base of the plant where the leaves, the hull of the leaves where they open. So this is what I mean by 0 centimeters, the base of the plant. And you can see on leaf one, you can see more settling between 2 centimeters and 16 centimeters. On y-axis, I mean x-axis, I have the mean number of thrips, and this is the length of the leaf I have here. So you can see more settling from 2 centimeters to 16 centimeters, but predominantly close to the base. On leaf two, it's a little change in on leaf two, which is the inner leaf. You can see between like 16 and like 8 centimeters, but more in the middle of the leaf rather than more to the base. And leaf three, predominantly it's on the base. You can see a very neat graph here showing the immatures and adults trying to prefer settling behavior more on the base of the leaf. Overall, in terms of the leaf length and versus the thrips number, you can see more at the base, which I indicated here, the 0 centimeters, and of course between more towards the base of the leaves. And this is the mean settling. It's the same. The settling you can see more towards the base of the leaves, and then followed by as the length increases, you can see there's a little bit decrease and increase predominantly at the base of the plant. In terms of oviposition, the settling you can see more predominantly at the base of the seedling or the hull of the leaves where the young leaves try to open. But in oviposition, there's a little change where you can see the oviposition sites. If you see the leaf one, the oviposition is more close to the base but a little bit into the middle of the leaf. Like if you can see here, you can see from between 4 centimeters and 6 centimeters on leaf one. The red circle here I'm trying to indicate is there are some the eggs oviposited at 0 centimeters. But you know, we didn't have significant number, particularly on leaf one. Leaf two, you can see the same pattern. It's more from 2 centimeters to like 10 centimeters. So the oviposition, you could see it's a little bit change when compared to settling. The settling, they prefer at the base of the leaf, whereas in oviposition, they're trying to oviposit a little bit farther from the leaves, from the base of the leaves. And in leaf three, it's entire. You can see a little change again. You can see more eggs oviposited on the outer side. That I'm talking about the leaf three is the outer leaf on the onion plant here. You can see the eggs oviposited at the base as well as between 2 and 4 centimeters. Relative to leaf length, it's the same pattern. There's not much change even in the leaf length. So with this, why is this study important? As I mentioned before, I was trying to do a couple of IYSV transmission studies, a series of experiments, and out of 600 seedlings, I tried to do the transmission studies. We just got only one seedling positive with Das ELISA, and when you tried to do the RT-PCR, it was negative. So there are a couple of factors associated, and so we feel, and that might be we feel this study is important in that aspect. So as indicated by Gent et al. In 2006, it says the infected leaves, you find the virus titer, the virus is the localized patches, and the virus titer is highest in the inner leaves, which is the younger leaves, than when compared to the outermost leaves. Quickly coming to the conclusions, so with this study we would like to conclude probably there might be a possibility for the thrips having a preference for feeding, maybe in terms of leaf foliage, and this study would definitely help us in understanding or identifying the preferential foliage feeding sites for the transmission of IYSV. The research is still in progress, and we would look forward to have more results in this. I would like to acknowledge my professor, Dr. David Riley, in the Vegetable Entomology Lab. This is one neat picture in India that was taken. This is the method how they harvest the onions and then they store until they send it to the market. So with this, I conclude, and I would like to, I'll be happy to answer if there are any questions. Yes.
You said your observations were 30 minutes every 4 hours?
Actually, it's 30 minutes, not for every 4 hours. It's for continuously for 4 hours in a day. So
during the day, like afternoon?
Yeah, it's starting from the beginning, the actual time, depending. There was a little pattern here I tried to do after the sunrise. Because the thrips, we also wanted to see in terms of time. I didn't really focus here about the time. I was trying to give the data on the foliage and the feeding. So starting like around like 8:30 in the morning, do it for like 1 hour and then give a break. And then, so we have been doing these observations throughout the day until like 5 in the evening.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Larvae would differ depending on the population density in the field?
Definitely, I think so, because we are also trying to validate the field data. These are the lab experiments. So we were, I mean, there might be a possibility. I can't say yes or no, there might be a possibility. So we are also trying to validate the same experiments in the field too. So maybe in the further experiments, when we get some data, we would definitely be able to say something, either yes or no, depending on the data. When I'm trying to do the DAS ELISA, as indicated, when I look into the couple of literature citations, it says the virus is localized in patches. So I was trying to figure out where the thrips fed, particularly on the seedling. And then we are trying to take like less than a half inch of the tissue to do the DAS ELISA, because we believe that the virus concentration or the virus titer in the leaf gets diluted if you use the whole tissue. And so we were trying to focus only on the feeding sites. So whatever we could see with the naked eye, of course. So assuming they should be the feeding sites. So yeah, just the localized patches of the feeding sites. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.